You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Thursday. I forgot what day of the week it was. Almost Friday, and here we are. I don't know what the weather's like by you, but down in Asheville, it's nice and humid and muggy. Anyway, I'm here if anyone wants a reading, your medium, your psychic, and your animal communicator. And while I'm waiting for someone to pop on for a reading, I did pull a card tonight. A card that I really wasn't expecting, but it's the deep freeze. And no, it's not about coming out of a deep freeze with weather or snow or ice, but it's almost like everything has its season, right? And everything has a reason. So possibly now's the time to put activity on hold and just rest. Rest, 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 right? I feel like a lot of people are being told to slow down. Almost put a freeze on things. It's okay just to take your time and let things grow the way they are supposed to grow. Let things happen for your highest and your best. But right now, maybe it's time to just take a rest, see the roses and the flowers bloom, and regenerate. It's okay to hibernate and write and journal and read a book. It's okay to be alone. So if you feel like that's what you need to do now, then you should. And with that being said, I am going to say hello to Terry in Texas. How are you today, Terry?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am very good too. Where is Klein? Texas.
It's like northwest of Houston.
Oh, okay. I know Houston. Great. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm at a point where I'm just feeling a little lost, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, and so I just didn't know. I was wondering, you know, if there's any guidance or insight into what's going on.
Why you're feeling alone or
lost? I just feel the word that comes to mind is lost. I mean, okay. I've got health issues and I've got emotional issues, and I handle them a lot of, you know, most of the time, but I'm kind of at a place where I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. I don't know, this is not making sense to me, but.
It kind of sounds like the card that I just drew for the collective, the deep freeze, that maybe it's time, I don't know, to take a rest, right? And to let yourself just be. I understand the health issues and different things that are happening. Take a break and to just let yourself off the hook for right now. I don't know if that makes sense. I can't give you any medical advice. I think you know that. But so I'm not really allowed to talk about what's going on with your health. But I do feel like, tell me if this makes sense. I know you feel lost, but do you feel like you're going through some healing right now to get better emotionally and physically? Are you on, like, I don't know, are you taking your time and taking a break and just kind of being?
No, the first, yeah, I do feel like maybe I'm going through some healing, but it's been really rough. You know, like things emotionally have come up, but I think that's maybe part of the relief of them.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Because, well, I do feel like this summer, I keep seeing a rainbow in October, in the fall. So I feel like you are, even if it doesn't feel like it, I feel like there's a healing that is taking place. And I don't know why I'm getting this. And I don't know if this makes sense at all, but I just am getting that you are in the process of breaking a cycle of some sort. It could be a family cycle. It could be, a cycle from things that happened while you were growing up. But I just keep getting that there's a cycle that you are breaking so that you could have a new chapter, a new beginning. So I'm getting the summer is going to be a time of healing for you. I also keep getting that it's almost like you're getting to know yourself better and you are giving yourself the cup. You're giving yourself the peace cup. And I feel like there's something you need to come to. I don't know. You need to make peace with yourself. I don't know why I'm getting that. I don't know what it means right now.
Right.
But I am getting that you need to become patient with yourself and not rush through whatever you're going through right now and allow yourself to heal. Also, not sure, I'm also getting dig your heels in and push forward, okay? Just be stubborn. Dig your heels in and push yourself forward. Go in that water and yell, scream, climb the mountain and scream. You don't have to like literally climb the mountain.
But right.
I'm just getting, go someplace where you're by yourself and scream. It's okay, right? It's okay to just let it all out. And I'm just, I'm getting the word howl. I know you're not going to howl at the full moon, but I'm kind of getting to, it's okay to feel young again. It's okay to howl. It's okay to just laugh and have those belly laughs like we did when we were children. And I just keep getting that that's coming back to you. That is a gift that's going to be given to you. And I'm really getting the fall.
Okay.
Also getting a new journey. And I don't know. I feel like you're being given a chance right now to figure out what you really, really, really want. And you're being given the time and the chance to figure that out and then to move forward with it. So I just keep getting that you're going to climb, maybe not literally or physically, but you're going to climb that mountain and be at the top and be ready to start fresh. So I feel like now is the time, the summer, you know, the next June, July, August, it's time for you to either journal, take notes, make lists, cross them out as you finish, and just be with yourself and be okay with yourself because there's something big for you. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Wow.
But I'm just getting, don't give up.
Yes, in a way. Okay.
Also getting around, so I was getting, picking up October, for everything kind of feeling really good again. But I'm also getting around Halloween, the end of October, between then and Thanksgiving. And I could be off a little bit with my time, but I'm really seeing pumpkins. So I'm going to say maybe not Halloween, but more towards Thanksgiving, I see you raising the glass and celebrating. And I do feel like it's going to be with two other women. And if it's not women and it's men, you know, that's okay. I'm not always right with the sex of the person, but I feel like they're two friends or two sisters, two women that you feel like are your sisters. The three of you are going to be celebrating and raising the glass. And I feel like you're going to go into 2027 feeling like a new person. The feeling of being lost or the feeling of having health or emotional issues, I feel like is going to feel in the distant past. Do you have any questions? Also, I'm seeing a rebirth. So, and that's also around Thanksgiving. So I feel like this rebirth and more finances being a little bit better than they are now. I just feel like you're going to feel new. I don't know if that helps.
It helps a whole lot.
Okay.
It helps a whole lot because it's kind of rough. It's been rough going here for a while.
Okay.
And just to see that there might be an end in sight where I can come out of this better.
I feel like
very helpful.
You will. Like I said, I feel like you have to kind of dig your heels in, be patient with yourself, and just, you know, take your steps forward as you need. Have someone to talk to. Okay. It's really important. I know it's easy for us to talk to ourselves. Me, I talk to my dogs, but I feel like make sure you have someone you trust that you can talk to. I feel like that's going to be super important. But I see you moving forward smoothly. And I don't know why, I just keep seeing spiritual. So I don't know if you're looking towards, I'm not saying church or synagogue or anything like that, but looking within and being and just feeling at peace with yourself, and I don't know, just believing that there's a higher the producer is messaging me. I feel like there's something higher that's waiting for you, if that makes any sense. And what I mean by that is just there's a higher power watching out for you and protecting you. So it could be someone that passed, you know, a parent or a good friend that passed, and they're watching your back. And I just keep feeling like you have people walking beside you, watching your back, if that makes any sense.
Well, it's very comforting, even if it doesn't make any sense. Very comforting.
Okay. Well, it could just be a spirit guide. It could be a great grandmother, but there's somebody that is walking beside you. And anyway, I hope that helps. We are almost out of time. I hope that helps a little bit.
Yeah. It helped a lot. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're very welcome. Take care. And I hope you all have a very good night.